Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. No. Oil wasted on the ocean and upon our sea. Fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be. No. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby our lives. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
All right, welcome to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is The Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr. As you noticed, I have went back to my old theme song from the very first few shows. There was a misunderstanding about the old song, and I'm not going to mention artists nor label any longer on this platform due to that. And I've given you the information, promoted the song on this platform for months now, but no longer will be the case. And if you like him, you can continue to follow him. If you took his information down one of the, numerous times that I did pass it along. But anyway, that is done. My bad. So let's get to the business. Let me welcome all my listeners and thank you all for listening in Israel, Ireland, Russia, Philippines, Brazil, South Africa, and India. Also, my activatemedia.org family out of Boston, Massachusetts, and my brother Patrick Wilson for bringing me on board there in Boston, Massachusetts. Just thankful to be heard by those of you who listen. Russia, I'm still talking to y'all over there. Will y'all let the girl go? Let Brittany go. Quit tripping. Y'all getting your ass whooped over there. Y'all letting little Ukraine put some foot in your ass. Anyway, I'm not going to get on that either. But, let her go. Quit trying to use her as a pawn. Haven't heard from her in a while. Haven't saw her in a while on any kind of media outlets either. Just don't y'all do nothing stupid to her. Russia, the few of y'all that's listening over there, I see you. Anyway, thank you all for listening, though, and also here in the United States as well, all across the states that listen. Tonight, I'm going to talk about something that I really have talked about on several occasions of late, just in different topic formats, but something that I really am going to continue to push on this platform, and that's just, you know, rebuilding the village, the culture that gave us direction, you know, that, like I say, village culture, where we all took care of one another. We were all there to lean on, per se. Family was really what it was supposed to be, family, where you knew the good, the bad, the ugly, but you still loved family, and you took care of that bond of family. And that's something that we have definitely got to get back to and grasp a hold and redirect the minds that will be in control of the future. You know, the correction is needed for us and for them. I've said this numerous times, you know, I always said, let me say it now and get it on over with, we need each other. And I say that in every aspect. Black man needs the black woman. The black woman needs the black man. The black children need us both. And before I get off into this, what really, you know, led me to this particular topic tonight was the fact of, and I'm sure everybody has heard, and I've said this more than once as well, that, you know, we don't need these entertainment Negroes, and we need to stop being so quick to jump on these entertainment bandwagons. Like, I can recall a few months ago when Tiffany Haddish first came out, and everybody was, oh, she. And I'm sorry, this is my opinion. She really has never been funny to me. She's corny as hell. She's one that can be easily guided, easily directed to do some ignorant shit, and that's evident her in what her and Aries Spears, who were actually I was just reading a few minutes ago before the show, we'll be in Addison, Texas, which is like north of where I live at. But there's an improv out there in Addison, Texas, where Aries Spears will be this weekend if he doesn't cancel. But just some FYI. But my point being, with these two entertainment Negroes, see, this is why we don't need to follow them. This is the same reason I ain't got no love for, you know, the entertainment. And it's, and I don't, I'm not trying to be chauvinistic or anything, but why is it becoming that our women are being used more in these types of scenarios? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I don't know if you can even find it in many places now, but it was all over the place 4 or 5 days ago. I happened to be subscribed to a brother who posted it on his page in disgust. And I couldn't even watch the whole video. I watched about a minute and 17, 18 seconds of it. And when he got to oiling the little kid's back with the eye holes cut in the newspaper, like just so perverted. And see, this is what comes from losing your culture. This is what comes from selling yourself for the buck, because nobody had ever heard of Tiffany Haddish. She was sleeping in a car, and then we all know the story that she done told and how true it is. We don't know, but we've all heard that story. So how many times did she bend over that couch to get famous? Like, she got famous, and not just her. Because, see, where we get it misconstrued is by thinking that it's only women out here that's doing that. No. It's men out here doing the same thing. You got your, where did Kevin Hart come from? I mean, honestly, Soul Plane? Soul Plane was not the movie to blow anybody's career up. Soul Plane had to be one of the most, it's not even really what I would even consider a ghetto classic, like I would say of Fridays, as far as comedy goes. You know, I mean, Soul Plane's one of those movies like back when you was high or drunk, you sat and you watched that because it wasn't nothing else on TV. That was no type of movie to jump anybody's career. So where did Kevin Hart, what did he do to get to where he's at right now? See, and those are things you got to think about. And then why do they put people like that in those positions? Because they already know that those people have influence, they have a solid base, a solid following, they can sway people to think, well, what ain't so bad is all right. It ain't nothing that's so, ain't nothing that's bad, all right, period. That's where we get a lot of things and these ideas of this, I'm going to speak on it. I don't care who don't like it. Y'all know how I do on this show. That's why we get all these homosexual tendencies. We get all this lesbianism and all this And see, what we're not paying attention to is the consequences of all that we're doing. All the things that we're doing right now, there are consequences happening daily for our actions. And we still, instead of trying to change the action, we sticking with it. And things are not getting any better. They're getting worse by the day. And nobody really seems to be concerned about that part of it, the consequence of our actions still. Even though there are, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of things that need fixing, yeah, but we got to focus on, too, what we can fix. And we can fix us. We can fix each other. We've all been through something that we can help somebody else get through, make it to the next phase, get back to a normalcy. Because, see, like I've been saying, through this whole COVID, you know, ain't nothing normal right now about what's happening, and it's still no normalcy to what's happening right now. And the thing about it is here's what we have to realize. Things are not going to ever go back to normal how they were, and there are going to be a lot more things that we have become accustomed to that we're not going to have access to. And also, we have got to get really the we have got to get back to redirecting our energy, because it's really up to us as the adult community to redirect our children. And that's really what I want to focus about and talk about, and just give my opinions and some high points as far as putting our children back on path. And then too, like I say, it is the requirement of the adult community. And that's where it all starts. It all starts there. It all starts in the how we do things. You know, and I kind of touched on, you know, the village and the culture and, you know, just how we grew up, and just go back to that. Okay. And I know some of you are not my age, so you can't go back to my simpler time. But let's go back, let's say, 45 years ago. When I was 7 years old, and at 7 years old, my mind was still new to the world. And see, this is what we have to step in and interject ourselves. And I've got this on my list. And I'm going to touch on it as well. But as the adult community, we just really have to show our children stability, you know, stability being everything that you need to do to maintain what you have, what you want, to acquire other things, to also be more financial minded. I guess if I want to sum it up, I would say to rebuild, and I'll touch on just that portion of it, you know, rebuild the community, rebuild the culture, and rebuild truth, rebuild the community. It's a no-brainer. Rebuilding the community is something that is going to benefit us all. It's going to benefit not just you and I in the now, but it will benefit our children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and, you know, the future. And teaching them the sense of community. And also the sense and appreciation of culture. I'm going to throw that on in there too now. Community and culture go hand in hand, because that community, within that community, there is going to be a culture, a way that things are done, you know, a synchronicity of how things operate and function within that community culture, you know, a way that the children are raised, the way that a husband treats his wife, a way that a wife treats her husband. Those types of things are what makes communities grow, and also give communities culture as well. That rhythm, that vibe of that community, you know, just how people do things. You know, the things that are growing and thriving within those communities. And those should always be things that we can use. Those should be things that provide opportunities and jobs. Those types of businesses are what we should be trying to cultivate within our communities, where people can be self-sufficient and not have to be solely dependent upon a system that, as we all know, ain't gonna do shit for the individual. Nothing for the people. And I'm not going to get off track. So I say within that rebuilding, we got to give them the truth. We cannot continue to give as adults. We cannot continue to tell our children these little white lies, these made up ass stories, and that go from the white Jesus to the white Santa Claus to all that whitewashed mess. We owe it to our children to get them off of that and definitely give them the truth of the matter, and tell them. In doing that, that opens the door in telling them who they really are and opening their mind to thinking of what power it was that we did possess. And not only that, we still possess it. So I'm going to stop saying that in the past tense, but the power that we still possess, we just don't use it. You know, and we got to teach our children how to use that. And like I say, just be, seek the truth in everything. Try to do what's right. And yeah, it's impossible to do everything right, but ain't nothing wrong with trying to do what's right. See, that's what's wrong with society now as a whole, and that's why it's failing, because everybody wants to do what they want to do, and nobody wants to do the right thing to do. And see, we can't expect our children to do what, to just all of a sudden just start doing what's right if they don't know how to do what's right, and then if they ain't never saw doing what's right and what it looks like, well, we can't expect them to just know how to do what's right. It don't work like that. Sorry. It just don't work like that. And see, but some of us in our selfishness, we don't even take the time to teach our children what's right, because we're too caught up in our own selfishness. And this is what's really wrong with our community. It starts with the adult community and how the adult community behaves and what the adult community passes down. And we have to start passing down more than just what this social media gives them. We have to teach them another point, self-reliance. And within that, I included integrity, respect, truth, and independence. Integrity. Not many people have integrity. And that's why I too say we need to stop following these entertainment Negroes, because they sell their integrity to the highest dollar. The highest dollar for some people will make them do anything. They will literally do anything for that fame, that notoriety, that being seen. I've never really wanted to be seen that much. And you'll learn too as you get older that your privacy is more important. And I say that's part of integrity, because your integrity will keep your life seclusive. I'll say it like that. To where you're not all about the look at me, look at what I got, no, it's not about that. It's about doing what you need to do and having that respect and truth to where you can self-sustain, be self-reliant. And this is what we have to teach our children as well, how to be unified. I just want to throw that on in there too. When I say unity, I mean by any means necessary to progress. Any means necessary to progress. With all aforementioned suggestions. And when I say by any means necessary, I mean by any means necessary to progress. And we've got to teach our children, our young men and our young women, and we've not only got to teach them, we've got to give them the courage. We've got to be the ones to give them that courage that's needed to progress and not always settle for. See, a lot of times we, the adult population right now, the adult community that I'm speaking about right now, we settle for. And so why do we think that our kids are not going to just settle for? And see, if they don't see us standing up, fighting, standing up, joining together, building together, working together, see, where we think our children are just supposed to learn things, see, we're passing along that mentality that our parents had. And that's where we, the adult community now, has to do better. I won't even say so much as doing better, but do it different. And give to our young children, our young minds, the truth and how it's really going to be, and stop trying to hide so many things that life is going to entail, that life is going to throw at you. And we, as the adult community, we all know what life will throw at you. And then not only that, now with all this technology, our children are way more advanced in what they see now than what we had and what we saw as children. And it was a lot easier to keep things from us as children, because a lot of times, and this is old school, and a lot of kids will not understand this concept. See, it wasn't but one damn TV in the house. And that motherfucker was in the front room, and granddaddy or daddy controlled the remote, you know. And what nothing on that TV that your eyes or ears was going to see by accident. Anything that was on that TV was going to be for family consumption. And like I say, yeah, back in those days, you would have that one TV. There may be a TV in the master bedroom with the parents, but other than that, yeah. So seeing there are a lot of things that these children today couldn't endure, but it's up to us to put their minds back to work and get their minds out of all the technology and the social media, the TikTok and all of that, and get them back a sense of pride. We just remember this. And I made this point on last week's show. You know, we're the generation that I'm a part of, in that early 50 range. You know, we've done a lot of creative things. The whole hip-hop era came, and that was another whole culture that was created by no other than us, the ones who created everything pretty much that you see on this earth. Like I've always said, we're the superior ones, and we got to start giving our children that kind of pride, not an arrogance or a cockiness, but a pride, because this goddamn America does everything in its power to take our children's pride. So that's really what I'm talking about tonight. And I'm going to take a quick break, real quick break here, and then I'm going to get back in this with some more angles and a couple of more things that I really want to touch on with this subject. And like I say, yeah, I've really kind of been on this subject on and off for the last couple of months, from the weaponizing your children, a couple of shows I did with that, and then just the shows on the black family in general. I'm trying to focus on us, because like I said, and I'm going to keep saying it because I'm going to stand by this, I'm not really worried about nobody else right now except us, because we don't have no allies. We don't have no friends out here. We don't have nobody jumping up and down, doing cartwheels and backflips, you know, trying to join with us and help fight for what's right, even though a conscious mind should allow you to distinguish between what's right and what's wrong. But some people have no conscience, and there lies the biggest problem. So I'm going to take a quick break. Oh, something I didn't do in the beginning as well that I want to do, and I guess should do if anyone is listening online and would like to call in and be part of the night show. The call-in number is 914-205-5538. Again, that's 914-205-5538. Once again, I apologize for not giving that out in the beginning like I normally do, but I was, you know, trying to give my shout-outs and then clear the air on the confusion that happened earlier in my day. But that's an easy fix. Ain't nothing broke, don't fix it. And one monkey don't ever stop a show. So anyway, yeah, this is the big picture. Again, with Melvin Siri Jr. on the Panther Party Radio Network. We'll take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Do you feel that your message, apparent message of love that you brought back from Islam is the real reason they're after you, because you're not hating as hard as they want you to?
Well, I never did hate anybody hard, but I do know that when I wrote that letter saying that there were white people in Mecca, it shook up a lot of Muslims, because most of the Muslims who follow Mr. Muhammad absolutely believed that it was impossible, physically impossible, I should say divinely impossible, for a white person to go to Mecca. And my trip there shattered that image or that misconcept.
Anyone call you directly, Malcolm?
I've been receiving calls ever since I left the Black Muslim Movement.
And what sort of calls, Malcolm? You're disenchanted in view of the fact that these men who were your brothers are making threats against your life?
No, because actually it's not their fault. Most of them, now Joseph and the officials, they have a knowledge of what it's all about. But the rank-and-file Muslim brother does not know what it's all about. They are out of religious sincerity. They think that they are doing the will of Allah by protecting a man who I myself taught them was divine. So I don't in any way fault them. But those who are over them and give the orders, and actually the ultimate order comes from Elijah Muhammad himself. As long as I represented the Black Muslim movement as an example of morality, unity, and militancy, as long as I could do that, I represented it. It was when I realized that it could not be represented as that I came on and started working among the non-Muslim Negroes, as I announced in January. And I had no intention, or rather March, and I had no intention of ever even speaking on this. Had they left me alone, you still wouldn't know what really took place.
Why are they threatening your life?
Well, primarily because they're afraid that I will tell the real reason that they've been... that I'm out of the Black Muslim movement, which I never told. I kept to myself. But the real reason is that Elijah Muhammad, the head of the movement, is the father of 8 children by 6 different teenage girls, six different teenage girls who were his private personal secretary. The one who first made me aware of this was Wallace Muhammad, Mr. Muhammad's son. And I had stated in a newspaper article about an effort to take my life back in January, and at that time the Muslims denied it. In fact, they tried to make it appear to my brother that I was insane. But on a program in Chicago called Hotline, that's moderated by Wesley South, John Ali, the national secretary, admitted, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, one of these days last week, that they absolutely were going to kill me.
What steps would you take to protect yourself from this threat?
I take no steps. I have a rifle. If anybody comes to my house without a good reason, I intend to try and use it. And that's all.
Right now?
No, I don't worry. I'll tell you, I'm a man who believed that I died 20 years ago. And I live like a man who is dead already. I have no fear whatsoever of anybody or anything.
Who taught you, please? Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate, you should ask who yourself, who taught you to hate being what God gave you. We teach you to love the hair that God gave you. Here you way out in the middle of the ocean, can't swim, and you worried about someone that's in the bathtub and can't swim. We don't steal, we don't gamble, we don't lie, and we don't cheat. And that also deprives the government of revenue. Because you can't get into a whiskey bottle without getting past the government seal. You can't open a deck of cards without getting past the government seal. Here, the white man makes the whiskey and then puts you in jail for getting drunk. He sells you the cards and the dice and puts you in jail when he catches you using them. So he's against us because we fix it where he can't catch you anymore. We take the dice out of your hands and the cards out of your hands and the whiskey out of your head. The most disrespected person in America is the black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman. And as Muslims, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us to respect our women and to protect our women. And the only time a Muslim really gets real violent is when someone goes to molest his woman. We will kill you for our woman. I'm making it plain, yes. We will kill you for our woman. We believe that if the white man will do whatever is necessary to see that his woman gets respect and protection, then you and I will never be recognized as men until we stand up like men and place the same penalty over the head of anyone who puts his filthy hands out to put in the direction of our women.
All right, welcome back to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is the Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr. Once again, if you are listening online and would like to call in, be part of the show, 914-205-5538. Once again, I am talking about the rebuilding of the village. You know, just like I was saying earlier, just getting back to the culture, giving our children back that culture that we grew up with, you know, that culture that gave us direction, that culture that, you know, did contain discipline, you know, that culture that gave us the awareness that we have, the direction that we have, you know, the drive that we have. And we need to start returning the favor and giving back to the culture the things that we have been able to obtain from it. And we have and were given a lot from the culture, and we just like the rain falls and goes into the ground, and then the absorption happens, and then the cycle just is continuous to where, you know, we have to learn how to replenish what we lose. And we are all, you know, suffering loss. We're losing grandmothers, we're losing grandfathers, aunts, uncles, and with each loss, someone needs to step into and fill those shoes that were taken and make sure that what was lost doesn't destroy what was built. And that's the thing too, just giving our children, like I was saying before the break, the mindset to be independent and build your own, you know, work in unison, working in unity by any means necessary, you know, like I was saying. And that too, to me, means, see, we as the adults have to stop being so petty and so silly in our actions and so selfish in our actions, that we have to show, you know, we have to show our children how to be the bigger person. We have to show them the importance of just something as simple as an apology in order to keep the peace. And see, we have to learn how to do what's best and show our children as well, you know, what the best actions to take, and not only the best actions to take, but the proper actions to take, so that nothing that you do is done in vain. You know, you don't put a lot of time and effort into something that you're not going to maintain. And we have got to start, like I say, building a system of maintenance and maintaining one another. And more than that, uplifting one another. And like I say, working in just a unified spirit. And then we have to pass that down to our next generations, because one of these generations are going to be in control, whether the world wants to see it or not. You know, so I think that cultivating relationships that involve more social action, as opposed to technological challenges, things that involve thinking and solving, you know, logical problem solving. We have to give our children a thinking knowledge on how to survive the constant struggle that they'll face. And we all know, like I stated earlier in the show, you know, we all know the constant struggle that, you know, we all face. And, you know, then how some days it can be good, some days it can be bad. Then you have a system that is constantly putting the crunch on its citizens. You know, gas is high, food is high, rent is high, everything's high. Everything is not compensative of what you are making, you know, as a wage. So, yeah, it's important that we teach our children how to work together and cultivate and build relationships, as opposed to, you know, letting something petty and frivolous break up a relationship that could net, you know, $1 million business. You know, sometimes we'll let petty things get in the way of what's really important. And see, that's what we can't continue to allow. And that is allowing the small things to happen that can keep a big thing from developing. And we've got to give our children the sense of, like I say, self-reliance and the ability to cultivate, like I say, relationships that can produce things that we need, you know, as a culture, as a village, you know, jobs, grocery stores, schools, hospitals, all those things that make a, I'm going to say it like this, all those things we used to have before segregation. See, and we've got to also teach our children that segregation, the way it was used, was a bad thing. But segregation was not such a bad thing. Because when we were to ourselves, we had our own businesses. We had everything that we needed. We had it. Till, you know, white people got that hair in their ass and wanted to, you know, come and take it. And that's another thing that we, like I said earlier, we've got to give our children a sense of being defensive, standing up, you know. If we don't give a damn and teach our children the need for each other, will be lost. And our children need to understand the importance of self-support, self-sustenance, self-planning, organizing, and like I just said, protection, protecting, educating. And see, we are the educating, loving, and appreciation and family overall. We really got to get back to a us first mentality. You know, and like I said, like I was saying in the beginning of the show, that, you know, we, the adult community, have got to be always the example. And like I say, no, are we going to always do things right? It's impossible to do all things right. But just because we're not doing all things right don't mean that we cannot project a mind state of doing what's right, and that we can't project and redirect you know, the children. And that's really what it's all about. We have to, like I say, allow them to be able to be children again. And I know it's hard to do, and especially living in such a demonic driven system. I say it like that because it's hard to find good when a system doesn't do anything but put bad, well, make bad things happen and put bad shit in front of you. You know, makes your surroundings bad. And that's why I say, too, it's important that we give our children the tools, because it's going to be one of these generations that's going to come out of this madness. And then, like I've been saying, you know, since the COVID started, that in the midst of this madness, we can start creating our own new normals. We can start putting things in place that work for us and benefit us 100%, as opposed to only benefiting us for 3 months or 6 months or, you know, for a certain time period. I keep saying this as well, you know, we need to start building things that are beneficial to us long term. And see, I was talking to, I was talking to my queen the other day, but I remember saying the other day in conversation that we need to bypass our children and start getting right in the heads of those who have grandchildren. Get in the heads of those grandchildren right now. Start putting that truth of the matter in those grandchildren and letting those grandchildren know exactly who they are, and giving them that sense of pride and that truth about who they are. And see, those grandchildren gonna give that to their children, because they gonna be like, oh boy, yeah, my big daddy or my papa used to tell me this and he used to tell me that. And see, those are the things that we need to rebuild the village. First, we've got to restore the hopes. We got to restore the dreams. We got to be able to give our children what this system ain't gonna give them. It's not gonna give them. And that's simple respect and opportunity. That's all. I mean, just think about when you was a child. All you wanted was a little respect and opportunity, you know, to spread your wings a little bit and do your thing. And see, our children are so gifted intellectually. We need to start harnessing that power. Yeah, that's what I said, that power, because that's what that knowledge is, that intellect, and that thing that we possess is wealth. You know, that is the true wealth. And we need to grab a hold of that and redirect that wealth. And then, like I say, they'll understand how important they are. They'll understand their need for one another. See, and that's like I say, it's about us grabbing hold of one another and teaching our children that they should grab a hold of one another and not be ashamed. We all we got. Like I say, nobody's trying to be on our team. Nobody is trying to be an ally. Nobody's trying to be on Team Black, even though Team Black is the team. Nobody's trying to get on board. And like I say, we as the adult community, it's up to us. You know, how, you know, no matter what, We've got to help one another to grow. And I mean, never allow anything to halt collective growth. And we have got to teach that to our children. Don't let these petty distractions halt the growth, the collective growth. Stop the collective mission. We've got to teach selflessness over selfishness, you know, and always be inclusive as opposed to trying to be exclusive or ego-driven. See, those are things that are separative. Those types of things cause division, you know. And when I say be inclusive, that I mean be inclusive. No idea is a bad idea. Don't be exclusive like everything that you say is right. Everything you do is right, because nobody does everything right. Nobody's perfect. We got to teach our children that failure is not the end. Failure sometimes the beginning of the part that you needed to drive you on to that next level. And we've got to start teaching our children that failure doesn't means that you won't be successful. No, failure sometimes, like I say, be the spark to what makes you successful. I see I got a call, and let me open up your line here, 3736. Your line is open.
Greetings. How are you all? Evening, this grand evening.
Greetings, greetings, peace. How are you, Queen?
All right, all right. Just wanted to chime in on, hadn't been on a while, just, you know, life, tell you, just busy. But wanted to chime in on what you were saying about our children and everything, and you are absolutely right. And you said something that kind of, when you said harness the power, do you all know that when Biden was running for president or whatever, there was two things I caught. One man said in the interview, I don't know who he was, but you might can go back and type it in and try to see. He was one of those candidates or something. I don't know what it was. But anyway, he said, all we're trying to do is harness the energy. So I caught that. I said, well, what energy are you trying to harness? What do you mean you're trying to harness the energy? So then Biden said, we're in a fight for the souls of this nation. I was like, wait a minute. Who are you fighting and whose souls are you trying to get? So I of course, you know, I passed it on to my sister and we discussed it. I said, I don't know how many people caught that, but these things have actually they're attacking us in a way that people don't understand. They're taking the children's energy and doing something with it. They're taking our energy and doing something with it. And all of this stuff that's going on, like blocking traffic, tearing down the freeways and rebuilding over and over, all this stuff has something to do with trying to rebuild what has crashed down. In 2019, everything was over with. In 2020, that's the reason why the world shut down. Now, they rebooted the world in 2021, but I don't think nobody caught it. Now, I ain't saying nobody caught it. But I don't know how many of you all that's on this line. I don't know who's listening or who's not listening. But if you notice, and if you had to go get a driver's license, or anything like that, haven't you all noticed that they want your birth certificate? And you all noticed that they want birth certificates, they want all this stuff that they used to didn't ask for. So I made it a point to ask the lady when I went to God, I said, ma'am, why do you need our birth certificates when we've been driving all this long and the only thing we ever did was renew our license. I said, well, the contract was, how did she have something about everything ended in 2019, and so we have 11 years to get everything back on track. Okay, she was talking, but she didn't know I was listening. Do I need to say it again? She was talking, but she didn't know I was listening. I said, oh, really? So this thing is deeper than what we're thinking it is. And remember what you're talking about, the children, you're right on point with that. We have to rebuild what debt which has been taken away and broken. But before we rebuild, these in-between beings, these beings that created these in-between beings off of our blood, sweat, and tears, be eliminated. People are complaining about the sun and all that kind of stuff, but the sun is the one who's our strength. It's what's giving us the power that we need to move on and move forward. And the more of us who start talking like you're talking, I'm talking, all these people talking, the sun is going to rise, it's going to get hotter. I'm tired of people complaining about the sun. Well, in the sun rising hotter and hotter, we are getting more closer to come together. You know, we getting schools back. I think it's a school in Georgia just opened up for our children, just our children. So I was just picking back off of, we need to be mindful of who is taking up our industry and taking us away from our children and planting these seeds in our children's minds and everything like that. Because we are dealing with a very, very demonic energy. It doesn't have a soul like we have, but it's some type. They're doing some evil stuff on the surface, and it's in our faces every day. So I don't know if I strayed away too much from the conversation or whatever. But my whole point was, yes, we need to protect our energy and our children and just us coming together as a whole, as a family again, is definitely where we need to be. And that's what we need, that's the line we need to be on to find our serenity, our power, and I'm not going to say peace. And the reason I'm not going to say peace is because I'm finding that that word peace is exactly what it is. It's a piece of something. But I need to be the whole of something. I don't want to be a piece of anything. And I want to be the whole of something. And so I'm trying to find another word that will replace that word. And so I'm saying calmness, serenity to all something that's going to bring us together. Because I don't know about that other word anymore. That's just me. I know some more people might be on to it too, but the words that they use is a lot of these words are spells and sometimes we don't even know what we're saying, but the Great Spirit understands and the Creator sees what we're talking about and hears us. So, but we are coming together. Are you all there? Y'all show quiet.
I'm still here. Yeah. Really, like I was saying earlier, I'll just put this show on because of the fact I really didn't stay on the subject long in the beginning of the show, but I did talk about it, and I don't know, I'm sure you probably done heard about it, but I was just talking about, you know, how these Hollywood entertainers are not really what it is, and we really need to start trying to separate ourselves, you know, because, and then that's another reason why I did this show about our children, because, you know, it's just bothersome to me how, you know, we're, as a people, you know, expendable to this goddamn America. And, you know, not only are we expendable, even our children are expendable. And, yeah, when I saw I didn't even watch the whole video. I watched about a minute and 17, 18 seconds, and I didn't have to see no more the Aries Spears, Tiffany Haddish thing. But just that whole video, and just to me, like I say, you know, how our children are always so used, so sacrificial. And not only that, you know, I watched as my daughter's age grew up, and how these children's programs, you know, put that homosexual agenda in the Disney shows and the cartoons for the kids. You know, they just promoted that lifestyle. And then, like I say, you got these Hollywood Negroes, like, you know, your Tiffany Haddish, Aries Spears, your Gabrielle Unions, you know, that promote all of this different lifestyles and all of this and all of that, you know.
But those people are actually sellouts, and those are people that we don't need, you know, again, speaking out for our people. We don't
Most
need
definitely.
That. And we need to start calling them out on their selloutism or whatever. Like, you think just because you live in a big house, you think that stuff doesn't mean anything. You're hurting the soul of this nation for real. And that's exactly what they're after. And that's what Biden meant when he said, we're after the soul of this nation. Like, what the fuck? Excuse my language. Like, what do you mean you have the soul of this nation? So he has gotten people like them to be his, what is the word I'm looking for? Puppets, to be his go-getters, to be his fishermen, to distort the souls of the people, because that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, that was the point I was going to make. And like I was saying earlier in the show, is why it's important that we be the adult examples that are needed within the community, because these things that are being put in front of us are to sway people, and these things that are being put in front of us are to try to subject us to a abnormal new normal. And that's why I don't really care who is offended by me not agreeing with the LGBTQ. I don't care what anybody does. I don't have a heaven or a hell to put anybody in for anything. I don't judge anybody, but my opinion is my opinion. And my opinion is that I am going to do the normal thing how it was supposed to be done. And that is what we should teach our children. We can't continue to teach our children just because man says something is right, that is the right thing to do. Hell, at one point in time in this goddamn America, slavery was legal. But we all know that slavery wasn't right, but it existed in this country. You know, so just because people are, you know, going against the grain and doing what they want to do doesn't make it the right thing to do. And that's what I say. We've got to separate what our flesh wants to what the spirit needs. And then, like I said earlier, we've got to always make sure that we're giving our children the truth and not these continued white lies. Because whenever we teach our children, see, and that's why I never really subscribe to the Santa Claus and the teaching of that and the teaching of the Easter Bunny and the damn Tooth Fairy and all that other bull, is because it's lies. And that doesn't benefit us one way nor the other. And not only that, why do I want to give homage? And really what you're doing is giving upliftment to paganism. Not only that, you're giving homage to people who don't even look like you, the most oppressive people. We're helping perpetuate that white is right whenever we go with the flow with that. And that's why I say we got to give our children the truth. And that way our children will understand who they are. They will have a sense of pride, not arrogance. They will have, once again, a sense of hopes and dreams. And just like I say, just a self pride that will propel them in an upward fashion, as opposed to the stagnant state that we are in and our children are in with us as well. And that's why I say it's important that, you know, we got to redirect that energy, because what we do have and what I do know from watching my grandchildren, we got geniuses. We got some of the smartest, most talented, they pick up on things so quick. I watch our little babies. Our babies are very intellectual, very observant of things.
They are.
And learn much quicker than other children.
They do.
You know,
that's right.
We have really got to grab, and that's why I said earlier, you know, we got to now bypass the children, and those of us who have grandchildren, we got to start feeding that medicine into these grandchildren, giving them that knowledge of the village and that rich culture that we grew up with, where you rolling through your neighborhood, the old folks sitting on the porch, you know, shelling peas and shucking corn and doing things like that, old country shit. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with simplicity. Sometimes simplicity can keep things in order, you know. And I think that we have made some things so complicated, you know. We made things so complicated that sometimes people don't even want to try it. Our children don't even consider it because it is not interesting enough. But see, and that's the thing, we can make things, so the simple things, you know, just take it back a notch, because truth be told, a whole lot of these kids that are being raised now are going to have to resort back to the simple things and the simple ways that we had, like landline phones, analog television, analog, you know, just a whole lot of things are not going to be in existence in the future. And that's why I say in redirecting our children, we have to challenge their mind, their logical thinking processes, the things that like the old folks say, oh yeah, he ain't been pressure bust a pipe, those type of scenarios. We have to get their minds back ready for those types of things, because everything, like I say, is not going to continue to be at the convenience of your fingertips, per se, like things are now, you know. So
yeah, but once this system is completely done and finished with, and it will be soon, we're going to be better than what we were, because we're not going to have to deal with these shenanigans that these people came up with and they put in place for our demise, because that's exactly what they did. And is that thing talking about we don't fight against the physical, whatever, we fight against principalities in high places? That's deep and real, though. That stuff is really deep. And all this stuff that we keep seeing in the skies and around us and everything, this is all this stuff is very much intentional to destroy the people of this planet, which is us. I don't believe there, I'm starting to see and starting to believe there was nobody here but us. But when those things approached or came upon our land, those things came here to wipe us off our own land and to take it over, period. Otherwise, why would you kill the trees? Why would you poison the trees? Why would you take our natural resources and bottle them up and put them in storehouses and make us buy our own food that the planet had already rendered us? Why would you bottle up water? Why would you do that? Like, I'm just so over this stuff. Like, we just got to stand firm on what we believe and know who have deceived us, and now it's time for us to do us. Period. That's it.
Yeah, I definitely believe in it's time to do us, and I'm just to a point where I am going 1,000% and I want to, I may not be around to see it, but I really want to spark the minds, and that's really what it is about. It's about capturing the attention and being able to just having the ability to redirect the thought pattern, to change the thinking. And like I say, it's really like, honestly, disconnecting from the matrix. And it's a hard thing to do, especially for a generation that was born in it. You know, for me, it's easy for me. And see, these are other things that I say and why I say that, you know, we have all been through things and had to fight things and to get to a certain point, addictions and things that, you know, we all suffer from. And that's why I say, we can all help somebody get through something, because I myself, you know, as far as like the Facebook and just all the social media, yeah, I still use it to advertise for the poetry shows, and I advertise this show. But as far as just my posting and I've tried to limit a lot of that. Because I feel like that too in itself is systematic control. And I can't allow this system or anything or any part of this system to just have a dominant control over me, because I can remember getting on Facebook and staying on Facebook maybe 4 hours, 5 hours, playing games and stuff is what I would do mainly, you know, in the beginning. After you scroll and see everything twice, then, you know, I would start playing games. But those are things that we can also teach our children. And then not only that, give our children some of the things that we used to do to keep our minds occupied. Allow them, like I say, to not even allow, force them to start using their logical thought process as opposed to the technological entertainment that is put in our hands, you know, because we growing up had to get our ass outside and play. And these kids nowadays is go in your room and play, and you got everything in there, you know, and then you just have all these addictive type things that are happening technological, like this Meta and all these other things that are redirecting our children away from what's really important. And that's why I say it's important for us to give them the truth of the matter and the means for life. Because see, what these schools are not doing is preparing our children for life. And what these little funky ass social media sites and TikTok and all this other bullshit is not doing, it's not preparing our children for life. And see, life ain't no TikTok. Life ain't none of this bullshit that our children grow up doing. And yeah, okay, some of these folks get TikTok famous and Instagram famous and all this other famous. But then too, how is that truly benefiting us collectively? That's why I say we gonna do this kind of thing. We need to redirect our young minds to build their own platform where they can monetize themselves and cut the middleman out. Stop allowing this system to pimp us straight up. And stop allowing this system to pimp our children, because see, it's our children who keeping these Instagram and TikToks and all this shit famous, doing the little dances and all this other little stuff that they do. Then not only that, I see a lot of these sites promote a lot of sexually explicit things. And see, I don't want my daughters and our daughters feeling as if all they got to be impressive or feel impressive is to show their ass and their titties. I mean, who wants their daughter or granddaughter growing up feeling objectified like that? I don't want my grandson growing up feeling like that's how women are and that's how you treat women as such, as objects. No. See, that's part of the problem. We're allowing these social media sites to normalize what's right relationship-wise. Like I say, that's why it's important for us as black men and black women to be go through the good, bad, and all the ugly and all that shit. We gotta be thicker in skin. Hell, the kids ain't soft. The parents making them soft. That's why I say this is really, to me, we gotta get right in order for our children to get right. And I guess that's really the sum of it, because we can't blame all of what's going on and what our children will and won't do if we're not doing it. And that's, like I say, this show is just, to me, it's about the village. What can we do to reinstill, you know, to revalue, you know, that? And that's, I guess, too, a good question, because what can we do to bring back value to even make our children value life. Because right now our children greatly devalue life. You know, they don't, up here where I'm at, Deep Ellum used to be a nice place to go, but now, after dark, those hard heads go down off up in the Deep Ellum, and it's like, over the summer, somebody was getting shot, seemed like, every weekend. I don't think it was every weekend, and I'm not saying that, but it just seemed like the frequency. And that's why I say we got to give, because, see, we're connected with our children, mentally, spiritually, all of that. We got to give our children, I know how a young black male's mind is. And that's why I say it's up to us, because we got to connect, because we're the ones that understand that young black mind, that young black sister's mind, that young black brother's mind. We're the ones that have been through similar situations. We're the ones that's been called that nigga, or been followed around the store, who's been pulled over just because you were driving in the wrong neighborhood. See, we got to reconnect with our youth and let our youth know that, yes, we were once young, and yes, we screwed up just like y'all did, but times are so much more different now. Not saying that we couldn't get pulled over and shot by a cop now, but now it is, you know, more likely to happen. So we've got to, like I say, really, truly prepare our children extra for this world and life, because life is going to throw at them 3 and 4 times what it throws at the average individual in life. And we've all experienced that coming through the ranks as melanated beings. And that's why I say we really got to save our children. It's not about our self-righteous asses anymore. It's really not. I'm 52 years old now, and I know that it is no longer about my 52-year-old ass. It's what can I do to make the place a better place? What can I give to the young men and women that I know that maybe they can put into play that can make this place a better place? Because like I've said, and I keep saying, we need each other, and we really about to see in the upcoming weeks, because they're going to start being shortages. There's already shortages of product. If you're not paying attention, just really pay attention and see. People gonna start getting hungry, and when some people feel any type of emotion, they get violent. So when a certain set of people get hungry, they're gonna get violent. They're gonna get the one to take shit and breaking in shit, and we gotta be there for each other. Period, point blank. It's time for us to start working together, building together, and putting things in place where when the shit hit the fan, we can still stay cool. Because some people, when the shit hit the fan, it's going to get real hot. And I don't want to burn up. And we need to teach our children how not to burn up. We need to teach our children, like I say, how to be defensive. First of all, know who we dealing with. Because that people that we dealing with, they going to get violent. That people that we dealing with, they know how to take very well. Yeah, matter of fact, that's all they know how to do. So we got to teach our children to be able to defend that. Stop giving everybody else the benefit of the doubt and give it to yourself sometimes. That's been our biggest problem. Our biggest problem.
You're right.
We got to instill self-confidence, like I say, just simple self-pride back into our children.
Self-pride, self-love, respect.
Yeah, we are not
respect
what this system
yourself.
Says. And that's why I say, and I see more of us are leaning towards the homeschooling, and I'm all for that. Because, I mean, they ain't doing nothing but brutalizing us and abusing us mentally, if nothing else, in those schools. And then, you know, you got the police in all these schools now, and they're always looking to criminalize us as well as our children. I don't see the purpose of having an armed cop in every school, you know.
But that's what they do now.
And then, like I say, those cops are put there to focus. Well, I'm not going to say they're put there to focus on our children, but I will say that their main focus is on our children.
That's right. Let me let you in,
4823. I see your hand up. Let me open up your mic.
Hi, just wanted to say something quickly. When you bring up homeschooling and how they are using the schools basically as a, I guess, a pre-prison training program.
That's what it is, exactly what it is.
Have you guys noticed that most of the schools are being painted gray? I passed by Zuma.
Are going up around them.
Right. I passed by Zumwalt the other day, and I was like, this school is like charcoal gray. It didn't even make any sense. It was ridiculous looking. The whole school painted like a charcoal gray. And my nephew automatically said, it looks sort of prisonish. I was like, it's exactly what it looks like. And then I thought about it. If I'm not mistaken, they painted South Oak Cliff, and I can't remember if it's light gray or white. But I'm noticing that I'm like, so certain schools are painting gray. I think South Oak Cliff might be white. But I suspect that they didn't remodel South Oak Cliff for us in the first place. I'm in Dallas, Texas, y'all. So I don't know. I just wanted to point that out. And with the homeschooling, I think that's a good move. But we have to realize that with the homeschooling, we need to develop I guess you could call it like a community homeschooling because when you're homeschooling, I've seen that successful homeschooling programs, there was a network. They worked as a network. And it was, you know, they still had times where all the children came together for something. So they still had that social interaction, because that's always my biggest concern with the homeschooling. So I'm all for it if we can, you know, make sure that we actually get back on track with some of the simple things that you mentioned earlier, like, you know, sitting on the porch and shelling peas, just spending time around each other and just talking and things like that. So I just wanted to throw that in. I've been listening for a little while now, but I had to say something, and I think that was the something I needed to say.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I appreciate you, Sister Kim. Yeah, I do. I noticed that too, and that's conditioning, you know. And a lot of these schools do resemble prisons, and then, like you're saying, especially with the gray coloring, the white coloring of certain schools, you know. And then too, like I say, you know, I mean, if you really just watch schools, they function somewhat like prison. You get a bell, you go to your next class. You get another bell, you get up, you go to, you know, you're always under synchronized, what's the word I'm looking for? Movement, you know, and you're always monitored. You eat at the same time. You know, and I just say a lot of those things are, you know, similar. You know, a lot of the movements and the way things are done are similar to the way things are done in prison. And then, like I say, you couple in having one or two armed policemen on these campuses, you know, that in itself will deter a black child, because a black child always is already going to have a natural fear of police just because of what it hears on the media and social media. So there's already in most black kids either a fear or an anger towards policemen. You know,
yes.
And then you get a policeman who acts in the nature that that child is fearful of. Well, okay, you're messing that child's whole education up. That child is not worried about being educated. That child is worrying about being able to go to the next class or go home without that cop bothering them. You see, a cop doesn't mean for every child what it means for a melanated child, because when a child that looks like me sees a cop, he doesn't see Mr. Friendly. It's not what he thinks, you know. So that's why I say, you know, it's just important, like I say, that we give back to our children what they deserve. And when they deserve that ass whooping, give them that too. Because, hey, we were all raised on discipline. I was raised on discipline. It didn't kill me. I'm still here. Changed my mind about a whole lot of things, but it didn't kill me. And that's we as the adult population, can't be afraid to give our children what they need when they need it. You know, we may give them a pass or two, but then sooner or later, you know, you got to give them what they need. And in order to progress forward in a productive fashion. And you can let your kid do what they want to do and see how they turn out, you know. But when you truly love your offsprings, you give them what they need to be productive. And that's, you know, like I say, we've got to start looking outside our homes and just, you know, think collectively about what it is that we need, and then just really think about what it is that we had that these children don't have today. And then when we figure that out, it's up to us to give it to them. And then, like I say, you know, the main thing that I say we need to give to our children is opportunity. And then the ability to create their own opportunities, because if we give them, if we give them the tools, they will definitely create the opportunity.
Oh yeah, right, right.
The intellect, the creativity that these young people possess, yeah, it's opportunity waiting to happen. Like I say, these social media platforms, they create their own and start making their own content where they can monetize themselves and stop allowing these other platforms to make money off of them. We got to give them that knowledge. Like I said earlier, we got to give them the things that our parents didn't give us, and sometimes that was the cold, hard truth. And we owe it to our children to give them the truth.
You know what? I think it's already in them. It's just that we got to get this ugly out of the way and then allow them to flourish through by showing what you're saying. Because if you just spark one spark in their little minds, they just as beautiful as they want to be. Man, they be creating off the chain.
True. True, I agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I say, I sit and I watch my little grandkids when I have them trying to be slick, thinking that they outthinking you, doing something that you missing, you know. And you just sit and you watch them, you know. And so, like I say, yeah, we got to cultivate that. And we got to start at 2, 3, 4, you know, and letting them know, no, you not that nigga that society is going to tell you you are. You not that jigaboo. You not that bitch, that whore, that thug, that whatever this society is going to label them, because this society is going to label them everything except what they are, and that's human. Person.
Right. Right.
So we got to be that uplifting voice that our children need. We got to constantly be that, because this world is going to constantly tell them they ain't shit, they ain't needed, and they are needed. And we got to let them know that they need it, because we need them, and they need us, and we need each other. Like I said earlier, you know, we all need each other, and I'm not worried about nobody else right now except people that look like me.
There you go.
We ain't got no allies out here, and we need to become each other's allies out here. And we got to teach our children that they need each other. We got to stop being petty and stop letting little shit get in the way of the big picture. Stop letting little things get in the way of the collective movement. And we need to put this movement in our kids and let them know ain't nothing wrong with being proud of who you are. Ain't nothing wrong with building your own. It's nothing wrong with working with people that look like you. There's nothing wrong with loving yourself first.
Mhm. Yeah, and that's true. That's right. And
we gotta get at our kids. We owe them that.
That's right. Yeah, we owe. Yeah, they gonna get it though. It's gonna be. We gonna be better. If him favor word, we gonna be better now, right? All right, y'all.
Yes,
I know it's almost time for us to go. I'm gonna hop off a little earlier though.
All right. I appreciate you calling in, Sister Queenie. Thank you so much for your dialogue, as usual.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Yeah, and I do. Little time is running out. I think I'm going to go ahead and wind it down. I want to thank all my listeners. You know, like I always say every week, if it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't be doing this. Also, if there's anybody who has show ideas, who has anything that may be going on within your communities, you can reach us at The Panther Party 1966@gmail.com. Like I say, show ideas, comments, questions, anything of that sort. And again, that is thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. We have a Facebook page, The Panther Party. The People's Party. And also we have another page, the Panther Chat, the People's Chat. Again, those are our Facebook pages. Okay, and that's the information. That's the other information I want to give out. I want to once again thank everybody for calling in and listening, calling in and getting involved with the dialogue as well. Thank those who just listened online. I want to thank my overseas listeners as well. And Russia, let that woman go, man. Y'all let that girl go. I see y'all still listening to my little station. Let that woman go. But tonight I've been talking about rebuilding the village and the culture, you know, that we grew up in. They gave us direction, you know, just really was simpler times back then. And we can always take things back to a simpler objective, back to a simpler place. It's up to the individuals involved. I was asked why is time moving so fast, and my answer to that was that's because we're moving fast. And see, we got to slow down, and we got to teach our children how to slow down. And once again, start to enjoy life, savor the things in life, make some cherishable moments in life. And sometimes we have to move so fast that we don't have time to make those moments, to enjoy those moments. So those are the things that we as individuals have to give back to our children. Those the ability to enjoy time, the ability to enjoy family. And we by grasping back a hold of ourselves, we can grasp back hold of time. So that's my closing remarks. And I want to, once again, like I say, thank everybody for listening. I'm going to try to get on here back on schedule Monday as usual. But I appreciate you all for listening. And like I always say in closing, let's plan, let's organize, and let's unify, because we all have a key. I love y'all. I'm out. Peace, power, love.
All right.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Oil wasted on the ocean and upon our sea, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are the sights. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man?